Hello, Derek Robertson here, representing Learning and Teaching Scotland at the WISE initiative in Qatar, where we were sharing our work about games-based learning in Scottish schools with the delegates here. I'm really delighted to introduce Mark Prensky to you. Mark will probably need no introduction. Visionary in terms of games-based learning, very influential in coining the phrase digital natives and digital immigrants that Scottish teachers know only so well. Mark, really nice to see you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Great. Thanks for giving me some time. Mark, first question, big question. Some people in the UK and Scotland would say there is no such thing as a digital native. How would you respond to that?
Well, the term is almost 10 years old now, and so things may have changed since it originally was put forth, and people have legitimate criticisms about it. But I disagree that there's no such thing. That there's a group of people who have grown up with the technology around them, whether they have it or they don't have it, and they have different attitudes, and they have different ways of looking at this thing than older people who didn't. They may not know everything about technology, because you're not born knowing everything mm-hmm. about technology, but when you come down to whether they are comfortable with it, their comfort level, whether they can pick up something and figure it out in ways that many adults can't, I think there is a difference.
In the 10 years, then, since you coined that phrase, what changes do you think you've seen, in particular in relation to teachers' use of technology and games?
Well, I think that certainly there has been some transfer, that we've had some people try to adopt the technology more. I still don't think there's enough communication going on where people consider themselves equals with students knowing perhaps more about technology, teachers knowing perhaps more about other things, but feeling mutual respect for each other. I still think that has a ways to go. Mm-hmm. Where I'm focusing now is on what I call digital wisdom, which means how do we take the things that the mind does really well and things that machines do better, because there are many things that machines do better, like remember forever and deal with complexity and deal with multiple complex databases. How do we put those together mm-hmm. in a wise way?
Okay.
And that, I think, is a question for all of us.
You talked in your presentation yesterday about passion-based learning, where you should ask a kid what they're passionate about and address that. How would a teacher address a passion-based curriculum then with 30 individual passion-based programs of work?
Well, there are lots of ways. If you don't know what your students' passions are, then you basically don't know who is sitting in front of you, and that makes really teaching at a deep level, I think, difficult. It's never 30 separate passions. It's typically clusters of passions. So one thing that you can do is put people into clusters, and those who like music can sometimes be approached from a music metaphor or direction. Those who like sports can be approached in from that direction. Those who like the environment can be approached that way. And so it's really something in the back of your head as a teacher that if you know that this boy or this girl or this young man or young woman is very interested in this, then you can help them and inspire them to go further by showing them how it relates to what their passion is. And you can also allow them to say, okay, I'm just going to follow my passion. There ought to be times in a day, maybe the days that a substitute teacher comes in, mm-hmm. when what you say to kids is, your job today is to just learn more about what you are passionate in. And may have nothing to do with our curriculum, but it's still important because you are going to find it valuable.